This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call the Senate State Affairs Committee hearing to order this morning. I'm going to greet everyone in attendance and those listening to us on the internet as well. Prior to taking roll call, I just want to remind everyone to make sure your cell phones are turned off or at least on wiggle, and make sure you're signed in at the podium if you're going to testify. If you have any material to distribute, please give it to the page, and they'll get it up to us. At this time, Madam Secretary, would you please call a roll?
Senators Bolin.
Here.
Curd. Heinert. Langer. Maher.
Here.
Norstrup.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Netherton.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. At this time, I would ask the pages and the interns to come up and introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Isaac Olson, and I'm a junior at Mobridge Public High School, and I hope to have planned West Point Army Academy after I've graduated.
Okay, thank you.
I'm PJ Friedel. I'm a sophomore at the University of South Dakota, interning with the Senate Republicans, and I'm majoring in political science and economics.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Abby Farley. I'm from Elcester, South Dakota. I'm a senior at SDSU this year, majoring in political science, and I'm hoping to go to law school.
Okay. Thank you, all you young people, for being here to help us through the session. I think we've pretty well covered everything here to get started. We don't have any minutes to approve as this is our first meeting, so we'll just get go ahead. We've got two bills we're going to work today. The first one is SB 43. The title is to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of limited gaming in Deadwood, South Dakota. And at this time, I would call for proponent testimony to introduce this to us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the State Affairs Committee. My name is Craig Sparrow. I am the Deputy Executive Secretary for the South Dakota Commission on Gaming. I come before you today as a proponent of Senate Bill 43. In the process of reviewing South Dakota's gaming statutes in relation to the trends in the gaming industry, we've identified some areas we need to address to help protect our patrons, the casinos, and the gaming industry in South Dakota. Senate Bill 43 addresses four areas updating the gaming statutes. It defines associated equipment and its providers. It defines cheating devices, fraudulent schemes, and fraudulent techniques. It updates things of value in a casino, and it updates the definition of blackjack. On the first page of the bill, we've defined associated equipment and associated equipment providers so that we can regulate them and make them subject to the same security and audit specifications that we do for a slot machine. The gaming industry has evolved with the introduction of associated equipment. This equipment is used in conjunction with a licensed gaming device and might include software for monitoring a casino's floor, or a redemption kiosk that customers can redeem their tickets at, or account machine used in account room to count the money and the tickets that come out of a slot machine. Regulating this equipment is important because it's used to record and validate information that's used in the accounting process at a casino. It's an important part of calculating the taxes that all the casinos must pay on a monthly basis. Historically, this equipment was provided by the slot machine manufacturers to use, and now in an effort to remain competitive, they've kind of backed away a little bit, and they're able to try to keep up with the changes in technology and changing demands a little bit more quickly. They've allowed outside vendors limited access to their products to enhance them and give the customer a little bit more features. On the second page, at the top of it, we've updated the definition of blackjack, and this is as changed as just to recognize that a person may win more than the person bet in the game. The game is evolving the blackjack game has evolved just as gaming has evolved, and now there are side wagers that you can bet in addition to your regular bet that might pay a bonus or might pay you back your bet at odds. This change would just better reflect how the game of blackjack is actually being played today. The next change is we've defined the terms cheating, cheating devices, fraudulent schemes, and fraudulent techniques. As gaming has evolved, so has the methods for cheating at gaming. Cheating techniques used to be more mechanical in nature, and now they're employing fraudulent schemes that involve computers, cameras, electronic communications to help gain that unfair advantage over a slot machine. By defining these terms, when they're caught, law enforcement will be able to properly charge them and could help keep this element out of Deadwood and get Deadwood gaming fair. On page 6 of the bill, we've updated things of value in a casino to include tickets and other items of artificial value. Today, tickets are the currency of a casino. And an example of an artificial item of artificial value might be the promotional credits that a casino gives to its patrons that allows them a free play on a slot machine. Updating the statute is necessary so that if people use counterfeit tickets or other items, you know, counterfeit items, it's against the law and it's a crime, just like the use of a counterfeit chip is currently a crime. And lastly, on the last page, we've added associated equipment alongside slot machines so that the commission may adopt rules relating to the security and audit specifications, the technical aspect of associated equipment, so that can be regulated. So in summary, Senate Bill 43 is updating, you know, recognizing that gaming has evolved and updating the statutes to keep up with that evolution of the gaming industry. I ask for your support of Senate Bill 43, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 43. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Roger Tellinghusen, registered lobbyist for the Deadwood Gaming Association. Our industry has had an opportunity to meet with Executive Secretary Larry Eliason and Deputy Secretary Sparrow. We've worked with them, and they've kept us informed, and we have no objections to this bill and would certainly applaud the parts about the cheating. You know, the only limitation on the person's cheating anymore is just their imagination. And it used to be when gaming first came to Deadwood, you know, we'd hear stories about the person that have a quarter on a string that could put it through the slot and make it work back and forth. Well, it's become much more sophisticated than that now, and so I applaud the commission for trying to stay in front of it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Anyone that would like to oppose this bill? Seeing none, we will... Unless you gentlemen have any type of rebuttal, we'll go on and close the hearing from the floor and offer it to the committee for questions. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Come on up. Have there been instances of cheating that folks have been caught, or talk to me about the risk of that as time goes on, and I mean, we see an advancement of technology where people are more and more sophisticated as it relates to hacking and things of that nature. Is there concern about that as it relates to cheating in the gaming industry? And if so, does this bill address some of that? And what more needs to be done?
Mr. Chair. There is cheating in the gaming industry. Right now, we're still dealing with some of items that are more the mechanical or technical in issue. We have not seen any signs of electronic fraudulent schemes happening in Deadwood at this point that we've been able to identify. Nationally, there is a scheme that's out in the United States as well as throughout the world at the different casinos that involves, and kind of sounds cliche, but a Russian hacker who have reverse engineered a random number generator of a slot machine, which is the decision-making process in a slot machine. And it's been limited to a very limited number of devices at this point. It's kind of like It's just a couple of select models, just like a manufacturer of a car. You know, Chevrolet might have pickups, and there may be subdivisions underneath that. This is limited to just a couple of very limited ones. This was in Missouri. It took place. The FBI got involved, and the two individuals are no longer in the country because they've obviously been moving around. But yes. Defining the terms related to cheating devices, and fraudulent schemes, I think is a big help for the industry and for the law enforcement to be able to get them properly charged. We've charged people with cheating techniques before, and a big part of the discussion is what is a cheating technique. And so we're trying to lay the groundwork for that.
Okay. Follow-up?
Then my only follow-up would be is, how do you make it easier to win at blackjack?
I don't know. I know the rules well, but I don't play.
Any further questions of Mr. Sparrow while he's up at the... Okay, seeing none. We'll offer it to the committee for action at this time.
Mr. Chair, I would move due pass on Senate Bill 43.
Okay, we have a due pass motion from Senator Maher, seconded by Senator Kurd for due pass on Senate Bill 43. Any discussion on the motion?
No.
Okay, seeing none, Madam Secretary, we'll do the roll call. Those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed will say nay.
Senators Bolin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Netherton?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
We have 9 yay.
Okay. We have a unanimous decision for due pass. Senator Netherton.
I move we put this on the consent calendar.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Netherton, seconded by Senator Langer, to place on the consent calendar to go on down to the floor. We'll do a voice vote on this. All those in favor will say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. It will be placed on consent. Our next bill is Senate Bill number 44. The title is an act to establish a license for certain gaming equipment manufacturers and distributors and to establish a license fee. And we will accept proponent testimony. Welcome back.
Good morning again, Mr. Chair and members of the State Affairs Committee. My name is Craig Sparrow. I'm the director, the Deputy Executive Secretary for the South Dakota Commission on Gaming. I come before you today as a proponent for Senate Bill 44. Going to be kind of anticlimactic after the last one, but Senate Bill 44 creates a new license type for associated equipment for associated equipment manufacturers and distributors and sets a license fee. Associated equipment is equipment that's used in conjunction with a slot machine. Examples of it might be a slot management system, a ticket redemption kiosk, or a count machine. Regulating this equipment is important because this equipment is used to record and validate information in the accounting process, and that's important because they base their taxes on a lot of this information. In a companion bill, which we just spoke about, Senate Bill 43, associated equipment was defined. And associated equipment will be regulated by the Commission on Gaming and will be subject to the same security and audit specifications established by the Commission through the rulemaking process. In summary, Senate Bill 44 authorizes a new license for associated equipment manufacturers and distributors and sets a fee for that license. Please vote in support of Senate Bill 44. I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponent testimony? Senate Bill 44. You have the floor, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Roger Tellinghusen on behalf of the Deadwood Gaming Association. Although this particular definition and license is a little bit beyond our scope of interest, we've worked again with the commission has kept us informed of this new license fee, and we have no objections to it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony. Further proponent testimony. Seeing none, I'll allow opponent testimony. Seeing none, we will close it on the floor and offer it to the committee for questions. Senator Hager, or Netherton, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a question on how you arrived at the dollar amount for the fee, and then additionally, maybe you had mentioned that manufacturers previously had been also able to do some of this equipment manufacturing, and so this is more of a distinction from what they do. Would there be would there be people who would do both of these licenses, who would request both these licenses, and then how would the fee work for that?
Okay. Mr. Chair? Currently, the slot machine manufacturers are licensed to sell slot machines and associated equipment. And as things have progressed in an effort for them to keep be able to respond quicker to the changes, they've allowed these outside vendors access to do the development and build this associated equipment and attach it to the licensed slot machines they sell. We have some associated equipment in Deadwood right now because it's coming to us through a licensed slot machine manufacturer and distributor. By allowing associated equipment manufacturers and distributors who don't make slot machines, but they do make some of this associated equipment, they're able to sell their product directly to our licensees in Deadwood at the casinos. I believe the first part of your question dealt with how we determine the license fee with it. There's two aspects to it. First, we want to cover any administrative costs we might have for that license in issuing the license for the duration of that license, which is 1 year for us. Second, we looked at the relative value of that license in comparison to other licenses in its class. The other license that's in its class is a slot machine manufacturer or distributor. And that one has an application or a license fee of $1,000. Well, so when you're looking at the relative value of it, a slot machine manufacturer might have the opportunity to sell 100 or 120 slot machines in Deadwood, whereas a manufacturer of a redemption kiosk may only sell two. Both of them, both slot machines and redemption kiosks, are very expensive pieces of equipment, but obviously the slot machine manufacturer has the ability to sell a lot more of them. So when you're looking at relative value, that's one of the considerations that we took into mind.
Okay. Further questions? Senator Boland.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you have plans to adjust these fees on a regular basis? Or, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, is this something that stays this way for 10 years and then you jump it all at once? Or how do you handle that?
Mr. Chair, to the best of my knowledge, they have not been adjusted since they've been set.
Okay. Further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, we will offer it for action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Maher.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 44.
Second. Okay, we have a due pass motion by Senator Maher, seconded by Senator Kurd for due pass on Senate Bill 44. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call a roll. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay.
Senators Boland.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Netherton.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
9 yay.
Okay, we do have a unanimous due pass. Senate Bill 44 will go on down to the floor. That's the only two bills that we had before us today. And I believe next Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, we will do Senate Bill 1, Senate Bill 5, Senate Bill 9, Senate Bill 13, and Senate Bill 20. So we'll have a busy morning before us. Is there anything else to come before the committee this morning? All right. Motion made by Senator Netherton to adjourn. And seconded by Senator Sutton. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.